Hello and welcome to Mean on Azure once again. This is a special video that we're producing. I thought it would be beneficial to you guys if, as part of the series, we weren't just talking about code and showing code, but actually building a real project. So I'm actually on the Microsoft campus today, and I'm meeting with Jeremy. We've actually been meeting for the past couple of days, and we decided on a cool project we could do using the Mean Stack. So today, I'm going to interview Jeremy, find out about the project, and see how possibly you guys, if you want, can help us with this project while we build something mean on Azure.
So the idea is, I'm calling it Waterbug. Not long ago, I decided I wanted to find a way to stay in shape at home and not be so loud. You know, I don't want a machine that's going to clang and whatever. And so I found water rower. Water rowers are pretty great. They're made out of wood, and so it doesn't feel like a classic exercise machine. It feels a little bit more homey. And I really like my water rower, and I found out that the device that's mounted to it is capable of transferring data over serial port to your computer. So I said, hey, I've got a great idea. How about if I collect this data, send it up to the cloud, and visualize it while a person's rowing? I found a few competitive projects that were out there, but I didn't really like any of them, so decided this would be a fun project to design and build from the ground up. It really wouldn't be that complicated, and the idea is to just collect this data constantly, not directly from the device, but send it to the cloud so that we can use a modern paradigm, and then we would be able to do things like visualize this data on multiple devices and things like that. And then while I'm rowing, I can just log in from whatever computer, and I can see the progress that I'm making in this one workout session, as well as span multiple workout sessions and see how well I did last week, if I missed any days, if my performance is increasing, and so on. The device that's on a water rower is called an S4 monitor, and it uses a classic means of transferring data over a serial cable. In fact, until recently, these monitors used RS-232, which goes back decades. Now it uses a more modern USB cable, which is really great for us, but this stream is just kind of constant, and as soon as you start looking at the serial port on your computer, you just see all this data flooding in. Every time somebody does a stroke on the water rower, some data is transmitted over the serial connection to the computer, and you get to look at things like their stroke rate and force and distance and all kinds of information like that. So I went back and I looked at the means for talking to a serial port, and I was, you know, deciding between should I use .NET or should I use Node or what, and I started down the road of using .NET and just doing classic communication with the serial port, and then I thought, wait a minute, I know that the NPM package repository online is very large. I should go check there first and see if this has already been written. And so I started looking up serial, and then I thought, shoot, may as well. I just typed in the word rowing, and sure enough, there's a package called Node Water Rowing. So somebody's already written an NPM package for communicating with this specific S4 device. It's perfect. It's exactly what I was needing, and now that means I don't have to write any of this. I just get to take advantage of it. So in my opinion, that's the advantage of a strong community and ecosystem around whatever language or framework you're working on, is that you get to take advantage of stuff that people have already written. You know, with this project, we wanted to kind of keep it simple, and it's nice there's really only two components, or three if you count the server component that's running in the cloud. But we need a component that's looking directly at the water rower, and we've got a few options there. We could really, it's a simple job, it's a simple thing that's happening at the water rower. We're just going to look at this data and send it up to the cloud and write it into a database. And so we can do that on a computer. Or we can't really do it on a phone because we don't have a USB port, but we could do that on a computer, but that requires then that the rower set up his computer on this exercise machine in order to start pulling this data. And that's a little bit heavy, so we've had the idea that we could really just run this code on an IoT device like a Raspberry Pi, attach it behind the console of this water rower, and even have this thing constantly be running, always looking for if there's input. So now a rower can simply sit down and start rowing. He doesn't have to think about it, set it up, click start or anything. It's just as soon as he starts pulling on the machine, the data starts going up to the cloud, and it can use a little bit of an intelligent algorithm to determine this looks like the start of a workout. a sustained workout, and this looks like the end of it, and it can kind of put those parameters around it. So that's the first component, reading from the device. The second component is really just a visual view of the data that this thing is generating. So all we really need is a web app, and it could be turned into a mobile app as well, but it's simple enough that we want to start with the web, and then we could use a web technology, a multi-platform technology for taking this web site and bringing it down to mobile platforms. But this website, all it really needs to do is also look at the same data in the cloud and visualize this data. Now, the one interesting aspect of it is that it's going to need to get real-time feedback about the exercise as it's happening. So every time somebody pulls on the water rower, we need to get some information and update this visual so they feel like it's very live, very dynamic data about the actual rowing that they're doing. I like to do my projects in phases, so I like to deliver just the smallest thing that I can at first, and then all the great ideas that I have about it, put those in subsequent phases. So for the very first one, we just want to get multiple water rowers submitting multi-tenant data up to the database in the cloud, and then we want to be able to visualize two, and of course it could be 3 or 10 or 20, but we're just going to start with two. We want to visualize two rowers racing against each other. So whenever in the user interface you determine how far is it that we're going to row, and maybe it's a short one and you're going to go a kilometer or so, and so you hit start and then you have these two people that are both rowing, and the more work they put into it, the bigger the numbers get, and maybe we have a visual that updates so that the rower actually advances across the screen and you can see how you're doing relative to the other. So now you've got this competitive component to your exercise, where you're going to work all the harder just so you can get past this guy. And if it's a long sustained one, then you're going to have to figure out how you're going to sustain your energy to last over the course of the entire race. So for this water bug project, we have decided to kind of use this as something to show off the capabilities of the mean stack, and we're going to try to be classic about it and actually use the mean stack as it is. It might not be exactly what we would choose if we were trying to go big with this idea in the actual market, if we were trying to publish this thing out for the whole world to see. But it's really not that much of a stretch. The mean stack, the Mongo, can act as our back-end data that's running in the cloud. Azure's very capable of running a very good Mongo instance that we can publish data up to. In that case, you may actually decide in a real scenario to use more of a big data ingress scenario, technique or strategy in order to get this data in, because you may have theoretically thousands of these things or tens of thousands of these things all accumulating data with every stroke and all going up to a multi-tenant service, and in that case you're probably going to have some considerations of some large data, but it's not that much of a stretch. So we've got the Mongo, and then we're using Node and Express and Angular really as the stack for visualizing this. So we've got the device project and the site project, the website project. And for the site project, it's just a classic web stack with Node, Express, and Angular. And then we're going to add in some web sockets so that we can have this real-time component as a person's rowing they can visualize. If you would love to get involved with this project, maybe you've got a water rower at home, or actually you wouldn't even have to have a water rower at home, we would love to have your help. We are working in the open on GitHub. Just go to github.com/codefoster/waterbug, and everything's right there. We've got a kind of a overall repository with a couple of sub-module repositories beneath that, and you're welcome to just clone the whole thing, in fact fork it, and send us some pull requests. That would be wonderful if you've got some good ideas. If you install it on your machine and you try it out and you've got some issues, publish some issues there on the GitHub repository, and we would just absolutely love to have your help. Communicate too, so that we can get your ideas and maybe we can help to implement those, or we can document our ideas, and then if you have time before we do, we would love it if you would implement those.
That's it. That's our project. I hope you guys join in the fun with myself and Jeremy as we move down the path on Mean on Azure utilizing the Waterbug project. Enjoy.